I am the Hollywood Dragon, Tony P, owner of the United Wrestling Alliance. I'm on fire tonight, and I'm mad as hell, and I'm not going to take it anymore, but we'll get to that in a little bit, because tonight, not only do we discuss our intermingling with the police department and the brutal and indecent wrestling scene that seems to have taken over the UWA from the outside. Somewhere, someone, the betrayal, and it's all coming at you. But first, ladies and gentlemen, I would like to introduce to you a personal friend of mine, and I was able to coax this man out of retirement to come back to the United Wrestling Alliance for our tournament. And, you know, we had a couple qualifying matches, and then the big one over there at Ring of Champions, okay? So former champion everywhere in the world and current ring champion of the ring and one hell of a guy. He's my friend, ladies and gentlemen. I would like to introduce to you the champion of the ring, Diablo Toro.
That's right. Yeah. It is I, Diablo Toro. Thank you so much, Hollywood Dragon, for having me on tonight.
I appreciate it, Diablo.
The champion of the ring is here.
I do appreciate you coming on, Diablo, because we have a lot to discuss. First of all, you're coming out of retirement. I really, it's amazing, and, you know, you are currently the tentpole, the staple of the United Wrestling Alliance. You are the champion of the ring. I hope the ring feels good. And we never got to do an interview with you after the match, so just tell me real quick. Eddie Machete, is he as legit as they say?
I mean, he's as tough as they come, but Eddie Machete at the end of the day or at the beginning of the night, as I like to say, he was nothing for me. But he did give me a run for my money, but at the end of the night, I took him out, baby, for the ring of champions. I am
solid
the
gold.
Of champions, el campeón del anillo.
Solid gold ring, studded with diamonds, and that's the coolest part is that champion of the ring will do it next time. You can keep the ring, Diablo. This is yours forever. We're going to get a new ring
Thank
next
you.
Year and
I
every year.
I was not planning on giving it back, though.
I wasn't gonna ask for it back. Now the big thing that we're talking about tonight, and this is insane. Okay, so you were in line for an opportunity to face the United Wrestling
Yes.
Alliance's World Championship, the United World Championship. It's a beautiful belt. It's right here. It's gold. This thing is heavy. It's real friggin' gold, guys. I have money. See, these people think that I'm poor and I'm broke. I told them last time, right, that when the United Wrestling Alliance closed down. A year ago, I told the guy who was doing the other belt it was because of money. It wasn't because of money. It was because a bunch of douchebags in the industry decided to try to blackball me. But I told him it was about money. But if you think it is about money, I urge you to look at the golden shimmering light of this spectacular belt clad in rubies, diamonds, and emeralds. Well, maybe not emeralds, but still, the fine... How many pounds of gold is that?
I gotta know, how many pounds of gold?
8 pounds of gold. Eight pounds. 8 pounds. But then there's also silver, too. See, it's got dual plates. So it's got a silver plate and a gold. So it's just like it's shining, it's stunning, and we need a champion, right? So we were going to have you at Bruising UWA. It was going to be a secret street fight. We had it set up. We had the barbecue before. The pre-show was great. We had everybody at the locations. It was a back alley, right? Everywhere in this location, we talked to each of the houses behind. We talked to the establishment, the place we had, our staging area. We talked to everybody around. So there is no way that anybody around the area where we were called the police. There is no way that any of the other people called the police on us before the show even began, right? And saying there's a street fight in front. The story goes that they got a tip. Somebody called in a tip that there was going to be a street fight, an illegal street fight. And so they came. We weren't doing anything but having a little pre-show barbecue, you know, get together with them. Nope, done. Three cops. I don't know. What was it, an hour we were with them? I don't know.
Yeah, it was a good while. Officer Phillips took me to the side, was questioning me, asking me things I had no idea about. And, you know, the whole thing, they were out of line. I believe the cops were out of line. I felt like hitting somebody, but then again, you can't really do that because, you know, they might blast you. Who knows? So
and
luckily I'm safe here right now doing this interview.
Well, and that's the thing. See, you know, I tried to explain to them that this is wrestling, right? Yeah, it's a street fight, but it's wrestling. He's a trained professional. You know, I had spent money. I spent a lot of money, man. I have money, though. Yes, I lost money, but I have more. But I spent a lot of money. I had to go to the airport, you know, drive all the way back up into town, get the guy in the airport, put him in a – and I'm not going to tell you. Y'all didn't pay to see the show, so I'm not going to tell you who was there. Just like in poker, you don't pay to see my hand. You folded. I win. That's it. And I would also like to call out – you called out Officer Phillips. I would like to call out Officer Henderson. And, of course, I don't know how this guy got through life, but his name is Officer Rapinchuk. Okay? How do you marry somebody named Rapinchuk? How is your name like Phyllis Rapinchuk? Johnny Rapinchuk? Hey, Tim Rapinchuk. Rapinchuk? What did Chuck do to this guy? Why is he raping Chuck, you know? And that's the thing. So F you, raping Chuck. F you, Henderson. F you, Phillips. Now, it's okay. These guys, they're only doing their jobs. And fortunately for us, you can thank us here at the United Wrestling Alliance because we were able to make three police officers utilize about an hour and a half of their time. And so during that time, they weren't out beating up any poor defenseless colored people or anybody else that they hate. So I think we deserve a round of applause for that. For
the people. Yes, the people of Colorado should be on their hands and knees thanking us.
They should be thanking us for keeping three police officers off the street and not bothering you, minding your own business, smoking your weed. That goes for a week. All right, anyway, it's the East Coast Party Cast, and so that's how that goes. Okay, so continuing with the story, so we had to speak with the police for a minute, and I lost the hotel, the guy had to take his flight back, yada, yada, yada. So it had to have been somebody who knew where the location was. And only people who knew where the location was were the 15 people. The 15, and I'm going to be honest with you, the 15 people who decided to come out and pay their money to see this secret street fight, have a nice fun time, help the veterans out. You know, it was a charitable event. We had donations. You know, the homeless veterans were there, right? So whoever did this, not only did you ruin the United Wrestling Alliance, but we had partnered. This was going to be a big thing. We had partnered with the chronically homeless and the battered women and the homeless veterans, and I'm not going to name the facility because it is not part of the HIPAA thing, and I don't want to do that because that's not the agreement. The agreement was what we make, we're going to donate, right? We were going to donate to these homeless veterans, and yet I had to give every friggin' cent back, to every one of those people. And you know what? I don't know who one of those people, right, called their friend, told somebody else, mentioned. Maybe they didn't know what they were doing. Maybe they didn't do it on purpose. Maybe they just mentioned it offhand. But some asshole out there. So anyway, I'll leave to the world to try to understand. Yes, I was flaming mad. Yes, I put a thing out and I was cursing. And I'm sorry. I spent a lot of money on this show. I had a whole thing planned. Diablo, let me ask you. were you going to win that number one contender match?
Hollywood Dragon, let me tell you something. I was not only going to win that. I was going to go on to win the whole thing. So they really threw a rock in my road, whoever this person was that went in and called the cops on us.
Listen, Diablo, you know, I've been beating around the bush. You are the champion of the ring. You did me a big favor coming out of retirement. You know, you were the only one of the only few people who even bothered to care that I was trying to resurgence this. We're trying to get things going. We're trying, and all they can do is be on the other pages talking trash. All they can do is be closing down. Hey, you know what? You cost me money. You cost the homeless veterans money. You paid some, I'm not even going to, like I said, you did not, you were not there. You did not pay to go there to see this person. So you do not get to know who I spent a lot of money on to come here, and it was going to be great. You're going to get a picture, whatever, doesn't matter. No. So Diablo Toro, congratulations. I have
Thank
the announcement
you.
Right now. Congratulations. Well, you don't have to have that secret street fight, man. You are the current number one contender for the United World title.
Hollywood Dragon, I gotta say, I gotta thank you right now. I mean, your generosity and just the benevolent nature that you've taken care of me, Hollywood Dragon. I mean, it's phenomenal, and I'm just glad to be a part of this whole thing. UWF, man, I love it, and I'm glad I came out of retirement for this.
Yeah, I don't really know what would have happened if you would have faced, you know, whoever it was that I spent a lot of money on, but I know you were gonna would have won anyway, because that's what you do. You are the champion of the ring, so I am honored to let you have that moniker as being the UWA's number one contender. Now here's the problem, see Diablo, I have to find you an opponent to face for the title, and I am gonna start my search.
It doesn't matter who you find. Because I will go through them too, as well. I will go through anybody, Hollywood. You bring them to me, and I will go right through them, because I am the Devil Bull. That's right. Diablo Toro. It's me. Soy yo, cabrones. El Toro del Mundo. El Campeón del Anillo.
I didn't understand any of that.
Nada más. Porque yo estoy aquí y jamás alguien se va a atravesar frente a mí. Yo soy el campeón. Diablo Toro. Hasta los perros me ladran. Perros pulgueros. Yes, Tony, I just want to thank you so much. And so what is the problem now? Finding me an opponent?
Yeah, and so, but it's not really a problem because I have one in mind for you, and I've been talking to this person for a while, so I'm gonna see if I can't get him to come out, because you thought the guy that we got for bruising was good. This guy, his muscles alone, you know, let me just start by saying I am ripped now, right? I have these bulging muscles and I have abs. I have abs. I have muscles. I am glowing like the Italian god that I am. I am glistening in oil, rippling at the sun, standing at the fucking summit with my fucking pecs bouncing from side to side, and I'm standing on the mountaintop. I'm standing on the summit, and God help me, and God willing, we're going to go further. We're going to go stronger. We're going to be better than we've ever been before. You think you can take us down? You think you can ruin the United Wrestling Alliance? You've only made us stronger. You've only made the fire smolder more deep down inside. And the Hollywood Dragon and the Devil Bull together, We're going to make the United Wrestling Alliance the premier wrestling destination, not only in Colorado, not only in America, but in the entire world. And it starts at the next show.
Tell them about it, Hollywood. There's only one question. Are you feeling shamed?
Am I shamed?
You mentioned you were glistening in oil.
Oh, yes, I am. Oh, that's funny. And here, I'm going to give a lot of – here, listen, I'm going to tell a lot of people out there some personal information because I don't give a fuck. And you're all off there talking about me anyway. Yes. I shaved my chest and my rippling abs. Had to be careful about my little nipples, though, because I, you know, when you're shaving, you know, your nipples, you got to be careful because you don't pinch the nipple. You know, I'm new at this bodybuilding stuff, but I'm thinking of entering a contest. Seriously, like my muscles are bulging to the point where, you know, it's almost unnatural when it's going. No, but seriously, I didn't get to have my arm wrestling competition. I didn't get to, you know, all we're trying to do here is, you know, start small, right? We have to start somewhere. You're the champion of the ring. We were going to have a number one contender match. Now you're the number one contender and the champion of the ring, and you will face somebody for the title. That's the first thing, right? You got to have a champion. You got to have a couple credible contenders. But I think, though, like people I reach out to who are my dearest friends in the industry and who did not stab me in the back won't return my call. Now, I think it's also because there are people out there who are telling people, hey, if you work for them, you will never work for us. Okay, do you have exclusivity to this person? If somebody's going to tell you that, and this is for the wrestlers out there, if somebody's going to tell you that, well, you can't wrestle for them. If you wrestle for them, you can't wrestle for me. Oh, so am I exclusive to you? Are you gonna pay me? No, you just can't wrestle for them. Oh, that sounds fair. Let me also tell you that $50 and a cut of the purse. That's, you know, I'm going to let it out there on the air, ladies and gentlemen. If they make that anywhere else, it's crazy. If they make that, then I'll eat my hat. But I will pay that because they were making less. A honky tonk man in the 80s was making less for a show than that. And not only is it that, but it's also a percentage of the take. So if you bring your friends, if you spread the word, the more money you make, you get a cut of the take. Does anybody else do that? No. So if you want to work for the United Wrestling Alliance, you want a shot at the championship, or Diablo Toro, you can message me on Facebook. And if you've blocked me, eat a dick. Eat a big, fat. You know Diablo? I was like, have you ever seen a nice fat cock? No, I'm just kidding. But anyway, so I think, do you have anything to add, Diablo Toro? We're gonna call it. I think that the information's out there. If you want to see the ticket, oh, here's the CRS 189107. Here's what the ticket was for, ladies and gentlemen, and I'm gonna read it right now. CRS 189107 is the Colorado law that makes it a petty offense to deliberately block or barricade any road, walkway, or passageway, indoor or outdoor, that the public has access to. So we weren't blocking the street, and we were going to fight in the street and around by trash cans in the back alley, but apparently they had to give us something, and that's what they gave us, and they canceled the show. So whoever did it, thank you. All you did was piss me off even more. All I'm doing is trying to start a league, man. I paid money for a gold belt. I paid money gold and silver. I paid money for
eight pounds.
Right. I paid money for a ring that sits around the finger of Diablo Toro, the champion of the ring, the new number one contender for the United World title. You hear that? None of you out there has the balls, right? If these people are telling you, don't come up here and wrestle with UWA, or you can't wrestle for us, why don't you go tell them to fuck off? There are a lot of other people out there and a lot of other people, wrestling leagues out there, who I do happen to be friends with, who would love you to wrestle for them, who would love to pay you money. Like, these other people, are they going to make you exclusive? No. But you can wrestle for this guy or we won't book you. Oh, okay. Well, why don't I wrestle for this guy and he'll pay me money? You want to wrestle for me? I'll pay you money. You want to wrestle for them? Hey, maybe they'll pay you money, but you get to have a wrestling match on a fucking concrete floor. Not that I have a problem with that. It's okay. There's that kind of wrestling. If you really like having matches on concrete floors, that's perfect for you. If you like matches where people bleed hepatitis and, you know, everything on other people, slashing their, you know, barbed wire, Legos, glass, this and that, those guys would have herniated discs in 10 years. So ruin a guy's future, ruin his elderly life, but he gets a few accolades and a couple of staples in his skull. You can do that as well. Now, we'll do a little skull stapling. There's nothing wrong with that. I don't want to do no headshots, but we'll do chair shots. We'll do ladder shots. We'll do all that stuff. But I will not have my wrestlers ever wrestle on a concrete floor, no ring. I will never not be insured for a show. Isn't that funny? I had the permission from the place where we were at. Their insurance covered us. We made sure of this, and we gave them notice, and we talked to their lawyers and everything like that. And it blanketed us. So guess what, ladies and gentlemen? We were insured. Oh, my God. I'm sure every other wrestling league in Colorado is insured. And I know that you wrestlers are wrestling for leagues out there who have insurance. Because if you're not, I would rethink that situation. If you get hurt, hey, no insurance. Here's a handshake. See you later. Diablo Toro.
And I want to thank you. I want to thank you for providing us with that insurance while we're out there, Tony. You're making it safe for us. You're making it safe for us, Hollywood.
Well, and it's going to really depend on the venue of what kind of coverage it is. But like I said, where we were at, and I cannot name, I'm not going to name the place. Only the people and the rat knows. And I think I know who the rat was, too. And it's not who you would think. So, hey, rat, if you're out there, people hate rats, man. Look, I gave up. I'm Italian, right? I'm Italian. And I'm 100% Italian. I am full-blooded Italian, right? I don't get mad or upset or none of those things. I am full-blooded Italian. We just fight back. And you know what? Y'all just woke the sleeping dragon, motherfucker. Like a dragon and
like
a bull, right? Breathe fire, man!
That's right. That's right. I'm breathing fire.
All right. And okay, so Diablo, why don't you close it out with some words? Some things. Thank you for joining us again. And I know that whoever we find for you is going to be a great match. So why don't you send yourself out and say a few words to those people out there, and especially the rat.
Yes, rat, you sorry son of a bitch, you piece of shit. We're going to catch up with you one of these days, and we're going to take you out. And I'm not talking about dinner. I can't discover one. We're going to take you out. And Eddie Machete, I'm sorry it had to go down the way it did, you know, at Ring of Champions, but the ring sits right here with Big Daddy. Diablo Toro, that's right. Anybody else out there, the good people of the world, I want to tell you, I want to ask you to follow me on Facebook, Diablo Toro. Diablo Toro, that's right. And you maggots as well out there. You maggots, I want you to follow me on Facebook. You understand me? Diablo Toro, look it up now. That's it. I'm out. Thanks for having me.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, the champion of the ring and the number one contender for the United World Championship, Diablo Toro! And, I would also like to thank everybody out there for just listening to me vent. You know, I'm sorry if it came up harsh. I'm not directing it towards anybody in particular except the one rat. And I can narrow it down to 15 people. And it's not necessarily that maybe they didn't do it on purpose. Maybe they just talked to somebody else in passing and gave it away or something like that. I don't know. But the point is, it's not cool, man. I don't try to destroy your business. I don't come and try to shut y'all down. All I was doing was trying to help homeless veterans, and y'all just shoved it right in the and now all you're doing is just talking about it. So good. Talk about it, but why not do it where I can see instead of behind the back? Because really, as I said earlier, you guys are talking about me in comments. There are many. I can see how many comments. I just can't see the post because I'm blocked. So really, you guys are talking shit about me and whatever. All you're doing is jerking each other off, jerking yourself off, jerking each other off, and there's no payout. There's no climax. You're not jizzing anywhere, probably on each other, but you're not jizzing anywhere because, frankly, I can't hear it. I can't see it. Doesn't hurt me. Isn't there. Sorry. Ooh, so fucking sorry. But you lose, and we will win. All right, guys. Thank you again. Have a wonderful night, and we'll see you next time on the PartyCast. Big news, the next event, Planet of the Wrestling Gods. That's right, Planet of the Wrestling Gods. The poster will be up. It will include Diablo Toro facing an unknown opponent at this time for the United World Championship. You are not going to want to miss it. And let me tell you one more time, yo, don't think it's about the money, bro, because it isn't. This time and now, it's personal. I am the Hollywood Dragon. Suck my dick.
Presentation of the World Generation Podcast Network.
Number 5 is alive.